الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. صدق الله مولانا. Just a reminder for all of us, we are all on our journey of life. The mort is in front of us, each one of us, and we should think of it. And to think of mort is a great ibadat of its own, and the greatest reformation for us is to think of mort. Kafa bil maut wa'idha. Just to think of mort is the greatest wise bayan. And everyone we should think. And on top of that, the person who thinks 25 times a day of mort, he will die as a shaheed. And to remember mort 25 times, one is we can just read the wazifa. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. That's twice in that we have remembered mort. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. We read it 25 times, 50 times we remembered mort. But Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says, not just mort is an empty word. The reality of mort, that what is mort, death, and each one we are on our way. Everyone's time is fixed, place is fixed, condition is fixed. We just have to beg Allah for His mercy. So one scene the Quran Sharif sketches out for us, which we are all going to witness. Allah says in the same surah, Al-Fajr, وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ, that on that day, Jahannam will be brought in front of everyone. Everyone will see Jahannam. Now let us be seeing Jahannam now. In our mind, the fire of Jahannam, the snakes, the punishment, the smiting and the punishment of Malaika are meeting out to the people. It will be there. We are all going to see it. See it now. Those who see it now are the fortunate ones. There, even the kafirs who deny it are going to see it. But we believe in it. It is a reality. So see it now. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى. It will be the day that man will think that what did I do for akhirat. And there a person will actually think. Yeah, we hardly think. What? Yeah, I think how much investment I've made, how many properties I got, what's my house, what's my cars, we're thinking of that. But there we will think about there, what did I prepare for akhirat. And fortunate are now those who now will think, when that day comes that we had prepared for that life. If we just make do with dunya, lived a life of zuhud to whatever level, then that is all forgotten, finished. And now what we prepared for akhirat, that is going to count. And if we just were working for dunya, my house must be perfect to the T. Every nook and corner must be clean, tidy, shining, everything. And we didn't prepare for akhirat. يَوْمَ إِذِي يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. That's not going to help him. There he's going to think that what have I prepared? I should have done this. But that is useless. It's not going to help him. Yeah, if we think just that sorrow also is thawab also. Yeah, if we think now, and Allah has depicted the scene for us, but we don't think of it. وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. Everyone will say, oh Allah, if only I had prepared for my akhirah. If I had prepared for this day which I'm seeing Jahannam now in front of me, and if I had prepared all my amal to save myself from Jahannam, he will feel that day. يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي فَيَوْمَ إِذِ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدٍ. It will be a day that we will see that the punishment of Allah is the most severest. How severe the punishment of Allah Ta'ala is. And Allah will tie up the people also. The malaika will tie up. And there will be no punishment like that and no tying up like that. Yeah, if the police come, perhaps the most they'll do, handcuff you. But that time, there is nothing like that. So keep that scene in front of us, inshallah. In one hadith, hadith Qudsi, in which Allah Ta'ala speaks, Allah Ta'ala says, Yabna Adam, tafarrag li ibadati. O son of Adam, free yourself for my ibadat. Allah is speaking to us, and let us hear that Allah is speaking to me, and Allah is telling me, free yourself for my tafarrag. Yabna Adam, tafarrag li ibadati. Free yourself. أَمْلَأُ صَدْرَكَ غِنًا. I will fill your heart with riches. And الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْس. Wealth and riches is of the heart. When a person feels, I'm happy, I'm content, that is what is, can have nothing, but I'm content, you're a rich man. And if you have owned the whole world and you want another world still, you're still a poor man. You're still a beggar, in fact. You want more all the time. A person who is content with what he has got, and that's a great ni'mat of Allah, contentment of the heart, which people of the world, how much they are busy seeking the world, they got no idea of what that contentment of heart is. The contentment of heart is such a treasure, such a dollar, that all the riches of the world can't buy that contentment of heart. وَأَسُدَّ فَقْرَكَ. And I will close the doors of poverty to you. You won't have any fear. In another hadith, Allah explains that if you don't, Allah writes faqr on your forehead. All the time, that if the tenants don't pay me, yeah. If somebody robs me there, my shop burns, all the time poverty will come to me. Poverty will come to you. You are worried all that. وَإِلْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ. And if you don't free yourself for my ibadat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, أَمْلُوا صَدْرَكَ شُغْلًا. I will fill you with busyness. You will now become busy. And we become proud. I got no time to eat also. I got no time to sleep also. Now I'm gone China for business. Now I'm gone Dubai for business. Now I got this meeting. Now I got that meeting. I have to go and see to this contractors and give them instructions. You will be busy all the time. وَلَمْ أَسُدَّ فَقْرَكَ. And your door of poverty, I won't close it. You will just face poverty. Deen is so clear-cut. تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْبَيْضَاءِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I left you on a pure, clean, white page. لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. There is no darkness in that page. The night of it is like the day, shining bright. So clear we have been taught. Allah give us all tawfiq that we realize these realities. And now we are in the last week of Zulqada. These are Ashhure Hurum, the sacred months. And for us, the sacred months mean that these months, the ibadat, all our ibadat's reward is multiplied tremendously. And what we have to be very frightened about in these months, which is this month Zulqadah, which is ending now, Zulhijjah, the month of Qurbani of Hajj, and then Muharram, the famous month, 3 months together here, and Rajab, 1 month separately. In these months, what we have to be frightened, the gunas are also multiplied. Otherwise, Allah's normal system is, guna you make, only one guna is written. Sawab you make, good deeds, Allah multiplies it. Even the intention of good deeds, you get your reward. And the intention of guna, you don't get the guna until you make a firm decision. But just like a thought, I think I must do this, I must do that. No, when you do it, then the guna is written. But in these months, the gunas are also multiplied. So another very great quality of these months and the highlight of these months are the 10 days of Zulhijjah which are coming now. Just in a week's time, most probably by next Saturday, Yawm al-Sabt will be the first of Zulhijjah, looks like, depending on the sighting of the moon. So those 10 days are the highlight. And Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayhi, writes, what you do in these sacred months, then it will become your habit, your nature. Not your second nature, it will be your nature. Just do it. And the main are these 10 days which are coming now. So in there, all our wazifas, our ma'amulat, let us be very particular. Very fortunate is that person who will take leave from his shop. He will take his annual leave and he will now free himself for ibadat now at this time here. And he does all these things. Then Allah will make it for the whole year. Allah will make it that tafarrag li ibadati. You'll become free from for the ibadat of Allah. And you won't lose out in dunya at all. You will gain dunya by torrents, by heavy, heavy downpours. Dunya will fall at your feet. And Allah will give you the great, great treasure of the heart where you'll find solace, contentment, peace, which nobody, a great Buzurg says, the treasure we own, all the kings of the world can come with all their armies, with all their missiles and all their jets of bombing, but they can't snatch our contentment of heart. What Allah has given us, our treasure, nobody can snatch it from us. That is, even if they torture you, you'll be in pain, physical pain, but that contentment of heart, nobody can take that. And that was the life of the Sahaba. How many of them were tortured also, what they went through, but that contentment of heart they had, that nobody can take that. So these are those 10 days which are of the Ayyame, of the Ashhure Hurum, the very special sacred days. And it becomes now even more, so much more that Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala Himself, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, how great is Allah, we can't imagine. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the only power. Everything is only with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Himself is now addressing us, all of us. And Allah is taking a qasam and oath. Allah doesn't need to take any oath. Allah is asdaqul qailin, the most truthful. Allah is haqqul mubin. Allah makes the truth, makes it known. Allah doesn't hide it that I'm on this side, but I don't tell anyone. Allah makes it known which side I am. And clearly Allah makes it known that what Allah wants from us. That Allah, who is so powerful, so great, who makes things so known, has taken a qasam, wal fajr, qasam of a great occasion, the time of fajr. The time of fajr denotes what a great change. When we come for fajr namaz, if we came by cars, our lights are on. After fajr, when we go home, the lights are off. We don't take notice, but what the change has taken place, that now I don't need my lights. When we left home, many people, they don't need their cell phone, they come for fajr, most people without cell phone. But after fajr, you need your phone now. Now you can't do without your phone. Before fajr, the phone was not ringing After Fajr, the phone starts ringing. When before Fajr you came, shops were closed. After Fajr, your wife also told you, don't forget to buy the milk and the bread. Shops are a whole change in the system of the world has taken place. Of that time, Allah is taking. That is the time when the malaika are changing their shifts also. The malaika, angels who are our kiram and katibin, on our shoulders, recording everything that we say. One person, Allah showed him the kiram and katibin. So he asked them, you will write everything. They just wrote it down. You will write everything. He said, you don't reply. They wrote it down. You don't reply. Even this you are writing down. Even this you are writing down. So, أَمَّا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There isn't a word, an alphabet that slips out of your mouth, but it is recorded there. Every action of ours, no matter in what secrecy we think we are doing it, it is recorded by them. And this will be presented on the day of Qiyamah. So these malaika who are at night with us, they are now leaving. The shifts are changing. A huge system of Allah is working now. They are going away with the night's records. And the new farishtas are coming for the day shift. And they will be here with us. How fortunate are those people who make their fajr. And who fortunate are who make it with jamaat. And who make it with takbir-e-ula. And who have concentration in their namaz. And all this is recorded. The farishtas of the night to go, this was the last thing they recorded. That we left him, he was making fajr. And the farishtas who come of the day, their first entry, he was making fajr. And if we, how could we make our fajr? And every namaz and every act, we won't get a second chance. This morning's fajr of the 24th of Zulqadah, it comes only once a lifetime. Make the best of it. Don't let it just go. The Zohar which is coming now, it will only once in our life, the 24th of Zulqadah, or my age, I'm 58 years, 3 months, so many hours, so many seconds, my Zohar will only come once of that, the Zohar. Make the best, don't let it just go like that. Every ibadah, my tilawat, let me make the best my tilawat. My dhikr, let me make it the best. And particularly in the 10 days of Zulhijjah, let us really go out of our way to do it the best. So this is, so that Fajr is a great time. Some ulama have written that this Fajr is doesn't only refer to every day's Fajr, but to the first of Muharram. As every day's Fajr brings in a new day, ends a new chapter of the night, and brings in a new chapter of the day. The first of Muharram closes the chapter of the past year. And now the new year's chapter is starting. And many people make annual resolutions. And business, we have our financials drawn up. We see how we had done in the past year. What we must do in the future. Students who are studying, annual final exams they have. They look at their results. Where must we improve, etc. So it is a great occasion, the first of Muharram. Some ulama have written, Allahu Akbar, what an amazing point, that it refers to the Fajr of the 10th of Zulhijjah, the day of Qurbani, the day of Qurbani. And the reason for that is that our day, we say day usually, but by that we mean day and night, 24 hours. According to the English calendar, as we call it, the English calendar, the day comes first and then the night. But the day also, the day, when does it start? 12 o'clock at night. What did it start with? Hours start with sunset. That is, you can see now, the new day. 12 o'clock, that doesn't, but anyway, that is their system. So the day has started in the night. They say the new day has started, but 12 o'clock is pitch black, middle of the night. And they say the day has started, and it is pitch black, it's night. Everyone seeing it's night, all admit it's day. That is how they fooled us in everything also. So anyway, the day starts there. In the Islamic is that our day starts with the night. And the first the night comes, and then the day. But in the Islamic calendar, Allah has kept one day, that has got no night, and one day that has got two nights. The ninth of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah, it has got the night before was its night, and the coming night is also the night of the ninth. So it is a 36-hour period there. And the tenth, the day of Qurbani, that day has got no night. The previous night, which was its night, it was given to the ninth. So this night has got no, this day has got no night. So to say, to compensate it, Allah takes qasam on its fajr, that you are a great day, the tenth of Zulhijjah, and I take qasam upon you. So that also we should, and alhamdulillah, normally people all fajr, we eat the fajr, everyone goes, Allah give us tawfiq. And not only bodily, Allah takes us with our mind also. Allah takes us with our ruh also, we are present. And we enjoy the wonderful time of fajr. Fajr, even outwardly, the oxygen which is at the time of fajr is very, very, one tree gives enough oxygen for 60 people. And if we can, fajr time, let us not take out our cars. All the fume that comes out, we're spoiling everything. If we go walking, and to go for a walk at fajr time is the most ideal. And you walk where the trees are, the oxygen that you will get, Allah's natural oxygen. Today, oxygen, everyone, with the COVID, everyone was being put on oxygen. Yeah, oxygen from Allah Ta'ala, free of charge for everyone. Allah Ta'ala, so this, Allah is taking qasam. So what a great time it is, wal fajr. Then Allah takes qasam, walayalin ashra, and the 10 nights. The 10 nights which are referred to, that is what the is designated. But it refers to really the 9 nights and the 9 days of Zulhijjah. And their ruling is different from the 10th. But Allah referred to as 10, ma yubaddalul qawlu ladayya wa ma ana bizzallamin lil'abid. I called it 10, you keeping rozas only 9. The 10th, I made it haram, you can't keep roza. On the 10th is da'wat from Allah Ta'ala. And nobody is allowed to stay away from the da'wat of Allah Ta'ala. So you won't keep it, I'll give you the roza of 10 days. I won't give you roza only of 9, I'll give you a sawab of the roza of 10 days. And the night also ibadat, I will give you the full 10 days. So this 9 days, 9 nights, walayalin ashr, the 9 nights, they refer to the first 9 nights of Zulhijjah, which will be in from next week, Friday night most probably. From there, the 10 nights, walayalin ashr, those are very valuable also. Each night's ibadat, the reward of it is equal to Laylatul Qadr. Just imagine, Laylatul Qadr sawab for every night, the 10 nights, we get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alfi shahr, 1,000 months. So, 1,000 months are how many nights? 30,000 nights. Right, times 30, a month has got 30 days average. So 30,000, every night ibadat is equal to 30,000 nights ibadat. Anyone who's got the least sense, how can we lose out here? And Allah in His great mercy, He commands us with the heaviest and He accepts the lightest and the easiest. For that, what must we do? Make your Isha with Jamaat, make your Fajr with Jamaat. And you get the whole night's ibadat sawab. So easy. We have to make our Isha. And more particular, beautifully some ulama have written, those who come for namaz before adhan, they are sabiqum bil khairat. Those who have raced and won the race in goodness. Not race on the race tracks and that, but the race of goodness, they have won the race, who are in the masjid before adhan. Those who come between adhan and iqama, they are muqtasid, they are fair, they are past. And who come after namaz is started, they are zalimul li nafsihi. They are doing a great harm to themselves. Hey? So let us try and come in these days, not just before namaz, but before adhan. Many buzurgs, whenever they go anywhere, they don't ask what time is namaz, what time is adhan. In other words, by Azan time we must be in the masjid. And that is an ardent lover. When you go to your beloved house, you don't go last minute. You ask, how early can I come? And you want to be there as early as possible. So the house of Allah, we should try. So our namazes also during these days, but and it will become our nature for life. This is the time to look after it. So the night's ibadat, 1,000 months, and the 10 nights, if we make this ibadat, which is not much at all, 10 months multiply 300 by 10, 300,000. And if Allah gives us this for 10 years in our life, Allahu Akbar, by the millions we increasing our life. Our life will be short, but the reward Allah, and that is a speciality of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah gave us easy things to do, and the reward is much more than Bani Israel, who worshipped for thousands of years, who worshipped for centuries, they worshipped Allah. And this ummah, little bit, and we get more than what they got also. So let us take advantage of that. And then each day's roza, one whole year's roza sawab. One day you keep roza, you get the sawab of 360 days. How can we lose out? If we are business people, which we claim, and we are very particular, and we are hands-on on our business, nothing goes for waste in our business. Everything we make sure that we get something. Recycling, even the dirt, we making money out of dirt also. Making money out of waste also. But so now why? Yeah, when the real earning we have to do, yeah, we losing out. Dunya mein teri akal kya kar gayi? In dunya, what and what doesn't your brains do? Deen mein wo kahan mar gayi? Why don't your brains work in deen also? Let our brains work in deen. That is where. Dunya, what and what haven't we done? We are flying in the air. We are going under the water, submarine. But in deen, then our brains don't work. Let our brains work. So the days are valuable. The nights are valuable. Ulama have written, these 10 days are the same 10 days which Allah Ta'ala had promised Musa alayhi salam. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 لَيْلًا where Allah had promised Musa 30 days. وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ and we completed them with 10. It was this 10 days. So it was from history. These are great, precious days which Allah gave us on the plate. We have got these 10 days. So it looks like Musa alayhi salam was in this great ibadat which Allah wanted from him for the month of Zulqadah. And Allah completed it with another 10, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. So these are those great, great days. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرًا. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make qadr of every moment. And the ibadat for this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah does not love to be worshipped more than in any other days, more than he loves to be worshipped during these days. This first 10 days, Allah loves that he must be worshipped. And again, Allah's principle and Allah's mercy, that Allah, now we will think, Allah loves his ibadat the most, so I have to go get into heavy ibadat. I must now finish heavy ibadat I must do. But what is the ibadat of this 10 days? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. So simple, so simple. Everyone knows it. It's on everyone's tongue. You don't have to go, it's not some heavy formula. It is not some heavy task. You don't have to move mountains from the place. Just subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. So easy. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that as Allah Ta'ala distributes wealth of dunya, he gives to whom he wants to and who he doesn't want to. The same way Allah distributes akhlaq and good character also. So as we make lot dua for rozi, Ya Allah, increase my rozi, give me more, that property I'm buying. And even rich people, they say, we're buying this property, please make dua, everything goes well. More they want that. More than that, make dua for our akhlaq, our good character. And anyone wants to know his character who is sincere, ask your wife what kind of character I got. She will tell you what you are. We will think that way, and with our friends we show a very good side of ourselves. But at home, the wife knows us properly, what our akhlaq and what our character. So good character we must have. And good character with the wife, that ibadat surpasses the people who make whole night ibadat, who keep roza every day. A person who's got good character with his wife, he surpasses all of them. But we are such that lump of pride which is in our throat, it does not allow us to say please to the wife. We haven't got that akhlaq. It does not allow us to say jazakallah. How much she does for us, but how can I tell her jazakallah? She'll sit on my head if I'm going to, if I show little appreciation, she's going to boss me. We can't, but that is akhlaq. And akhlaq with the wife surpasses all ibadat. It is such a great thing. And unfortunately, we fail in this miserably. And unfortunately, those who are learned and those who are pious, they fail even more in this. Many other people, they treat their wives well. But to the people who have knowledge and the people of piety, they fail miserably in this. One place I mentioned this, and I said even one Maulana, he actually chopped his wife into pieces just because she did not put his towel for bathing time. And then one person was there who was a bit elderly, he immediately said which town it was also, where this happened, in our country. So we must improve, correct ourselves. So anyway, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah akhlaq comes from Allah's side. So beg Allah for good akhlaq and good character. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah gives dunya to whom he loves and whom he doesn't love. Everyone Allah gives dunya. Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, today the kuffar, how much are they? And in wrong ways, how the politicians in our country, what were they owning? How rich they are? All the money they have got, Allah gave them, and Allah gives you in your dubious ways, in your haram ways also, Allah gives also. And to whom Allah loves, Allah gives them also. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Usman Ghani, Allahu Akbar. If people have worked out the calculations on according to today's times, you can't fathom what Allah had given them. So much Allah ta'ala had given them. So Allah gives it to both. But deen, Allah only gives it to whom He loves. And whom Allah loves, Allah gives iman. And the quality of iman then. Not only the word iman, that also Allah only, and that's also valuable. Just the words also, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, Jazahumullah Khair, explained that you say, you're just talking like this, you say shaitan, haman. No, sahab, you read tasbih of 1,000 times, shaitan, shaitan, shaitan. You are mad or you without iman, what's wrong with you? But you read in the Quran, inna shaitana. Now for 5 letters, each letter 50, 10 sawabs, 50 sawabs when you read it. So just the words have got value in deen also. But the reality is not the word, the reality is the reality. Make the la ilaha illallah, the words are valuable. Anyone who says also just la ilaha illallah, it's valuable. But the reality is what is required. So Allah Ta'ala, whom He loves, He gives iman. And how much He loves you, He'll give you the reality of iman. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person who is too stingy to spend money in the path of Allah, he is too lazy to get up for at night tahajjud and make Allah's ibadat, he is too much of a coward and he doesn't want to go for jihad, he's frightened I'll die, as if he doesn't go in jihad, he's not going to die. That means he will live now forever, because he's not. Time is written. If it's written in jihad, it will come there. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu died at home, on his bed at home. And he said, tell the cowards of the world that mort will find you on its place. Hazrat Maulana Mahmoud Yaqub, Deobandi Rahmatullah Ali said that Khalid ibn Walid did not have to be sorrowful that he died on the bed, because it was impossible for him to die in the battlefield. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called him Saifullah, the sword of Allah. And who can break the sword of Allah? Where can the, and least of all, the kuffar can break the sword of Allah. He couldn't. So he didn't have to have that worry. They couldn't break him. He's the sword of Allah. And Allah's sword will last forever. So anyway, so a person who doesn't want to go for jihad, he doesn't get up for tahajjud, and he's too stingy to spend money. And this is our magnanimity of Allah and His Rasul. For them also to earn high stages is possible. And what is it? Just to read Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Understand the value of these words. That you're not going, you're frightened to go in jihad. You are lazy to get up for tahajjud. You are stingy to spend money. Are you still stingy even to say just Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar? You'll get all that sawab. These words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that each one of you must make amal equal to the Mount of Uhud. Mount of Uhud is a huge mountain range. A huge mountain. They said, oh Allah, who can do that? How can a person make sawab equal to the Mount of Uhud? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, and you'll get sawab to the Mount of Uhud. And during these 10 days, this is what Allah loves the most, His ibadah. Sahaba, who were trained, nurtured, they said, walal jihadu fi sabilillah, is not even jihad equal to just saying Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam categorically stated, walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Not even jihad in the path of Allah. What a big thing jihad is. But it won't equal these words here. Illa rajulun, but that person who goes with his wealth, and he goes with his money, and he returns with none. All his money also he spent in the jihad, and his life also. The same way on one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, there is no amal that can equal the zikr of Allah ta'ala. So Sahaba asked, walal jihadu fi sabilillah? Not even jihad can be equal to the zikr of Allah ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, walal jihadu fi, even jihad. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, but the person who will go and his sword breaks into pieces and he's covered with blood from head to toe, that person can be equal, who makes so much of jihad. And on the other hand, the zikr, Maulana Thanwi, rahimahumullah, Allah reward him, he explained why is the zikr of Allah so valuable that jihad can't compare with it also. He said the object is the deen of Allah. And the deen of Allah is namaz, tilawat, zikr of Allah, dua, all these things. And jihad and darul ulum and khanqa and tabligh jamaat is the effort to bring that. The effort can never be equal to what you want. The purpose for what you are doing, the object, the purpose is the important thing. We don't, today we give so much preference to going out in jamaat, just going out, becoming an alim, coming in the khanqa. The thing is, deen must come in our lives. That is what, deen, just the word Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, and Allah loves these words that to be said, and during these days even more. Then on the 9th of Zulhijjah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the great dua which Allah loves, which all the Anbiya did, and Nabi alayhi salam, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumit, bi yadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, the fourth kalima. And today, let us see, we all say that times are very dangerous. In the morning you have iman, by the night you have lost it. You have it at night, by the morning, at least read our kalimas. ladies told us that we are out on safar, and we were made muzakara of this, and many ladies have forgotten this words of kalima. Hey, let us think ourselves, do we still even remember the word? We should repeat our kalimas every day, make it, fix it. Every morning, every night, certain time, read our kalimas again. Where we are saying that iman is going. So what are we doing to keep our iman? At least read the kalimas. Repeat them every day. And in case we have forgotten the words, then refresh them again. But let us see to our iman. So these 9 days, the days are valuable. The nights are so valuable. And the great ibadat, the third kalima. So valuable this is. This is the third kalima. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, yata'atafna hawla al-arsh. They make tawaf around the arsh of. As soon as we, how many times we read it now, the malaika have taken it. And Allah give us tawfiq, greet this also in this way also. Alhamdulillah, wa subhanallah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa tabarakallah. If you read it like that, malaika rush by with one another to take it. And they take it safely and keep it like something, a valuable thing somebody has given somebody, then you keep it very safely. So they take it safely as they go. All the other malaika who meet them, what have you got? And they give you du'as. All the other malaikas giving du'a also. And it goes directly and it starts making tawaf around the earth. And forever, not till Qiyamah's day, forever they make tawaf. And not only making tawaf, yudhkirna bi sahibihin. Those who read it, they are praising them in front of Allah. Imagine we just read, yes, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And they are there already by the arsh. They are making tawaf. We stand here on the ground. They by the arsh. They make it, and they boasting about us in front of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then even made it more clear. Don't you love that you must have somebody who is praising you by Allah? Not interceding for you only, but who's praising you by Allah. We know what we are. But just by reading it, we will be being praised by Allah Ta'ala. Or we can go to Jannah also. They will be still praising us. And Allah will increase us and give us more of His ni'mat also in Jannah. So these are great kalimat, these days, wa layalin ashr, wa shaf'i wal watr, and the even number and the odd number. The Quran did not specify what are the even numbers and the odd numbers. Allah reward, and Allah in His system, He used the ulama for this. And He made them explain, and what explanations also they gave. And which ulama Allah has chosen to explain the Kitabullah. Great, great mufassirin. And how they have explained it. The odd and even number, one is, the odd number is the 9th of Zulhijjah, which is an odd number. And the even number is the 10th of Zulhijjah. Some other ulama have said that the odd number are the odd namazes with odd rakats. Maghrib, 3 rakats. Witr, 3 rakats. Shafis, witr, 1 rakat. All the odd numbers. And the even numbers, the namazes with 4 rakats, with 2 rakats. So Allah has taken qasam of these namazes. So how valuable they are also. So our namazes are also very valuable. And the day of Arafat, the 9th of Zulhijjah, is the greatest day in the Islamic calendar. The greatest night is Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The greatest day is fixed. Laylatul Qadr, we don't know which is that night. But Laylatul Arafah, Yomul Arafah, is fixed the 9th of Zulhijjah. And that is the greatest day. And Allah's joy and happiness also, when Allah sees all the hajis, all in the ihram, everyone labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, the ladies also, the children also, old people also, and how Allah becomes happy, everyone is here, I'm present for you, my Allah, I'm present for you, my Allah. Oh Allah, you have no partner, and that Allah loves when you declare, Allah has got no partner, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة والملك لك والملك everything. Oh Allah, it is only for you. Allahu Akbar. What a grace. Some ulama have written that the odd and even numbers that are referred to is that Allah Ta'ala's creation are all in evil number, even numbers. Allah created them all in pairs too. وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ. Everything Allah said we created in pairs. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. The sun and the moon. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا. The day and the night. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا. The sky and the earth, man and woman, winter and summer, the skies and the earth, the mountains and the seas, all in pairs. So Allah has taken qasam of all this creation. And the odd is He Himself one. هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allah is only one. الصمد الغالب على كل شيء. Overpowers everyone. وَلَا يَغْلِبُهُ شَيْءٌ. And nothing and everything together, forget overpowering Allah, they can't even touch Allah Ta'ala. Allah is so great. And Allahu Akbar. Quran Sharif is Quran. Allah could have said also, it was correct in Arabic, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. That Allah is one, wahid. But Allah said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Allah reward the ulama. How beautiful they explained that wahidun, then you get ithnan, and you get salat, you can count. But ahadun, there is no, it's finished, closed there. There is no, so there is no possibility of a second Allah. And wahidun you get, and you get wahidatun. You get singular also, and you get feminine also. But ahadun, there is no ahadatun. There is no question of Allah, a second Allah, a female Allah. There is no question also. لا أجد في البيت واحد. I did not find one person in the house. But if possible, I found 10 people in the house. ولا أجد في البيت أحد. I found nobody in the house. So the difference is so great. How Quran Sharif has chosen every word, every letter. That beautiful kitab is ours. How much of whom, who of us read today Quran Sharif? Who of us made our tilawat of Quran? And our lives pass. Ramzan, how much did we read? How much are we reading after Ramzan? Where our bookmark was for Ramzan, isn't it? Then next Ramzan, we find the bookmark the same place. Though. Just there we are. So, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرَ. And then Allah takes qasam of the night when the night travels. Yasr is from sara, sara, to move. The night moves. And the night, it's moving also. Actually, the traveler is moving, the person is moving. But like the last part of night, once we were in the Markaz Nizamuddin, and the Maulana Sulaiman Janji explained, young boy, went in Jamaat, became conscious of Deen, and tahajjud time, he's running. He says, my tahajjud is going. He got delayed in getting up. So that value now, when that now 10 minutes are left, you have to go toilet, you have to make wudu, you want to make your 2 rakat, you just got that little time. Or the time before Maghrib, Asr time, you have to make your du'as, you want to read your salatu salam, you want to read your and you see today, oh, my time is gone. I only got 2 minutes, I only got 5 minutes left. Then you make, so the time is moving, make qadr. That just like that time is moving when the night, a whole night's ibadat, and now the end of the night is coming. The Hajj time is finishing now. I want to keep roza tomorrow. I didn't get up for seri. I only got 5 minutes left. Now what am I going to do? I only got this. So the time is, so Allah is taking qasam of the value of that time as the night is moving. Well, lady, either yes. Then Allah poses the question, which was actually a statement, but to take us, knock us out of our slumber. Our unmindfulness, our ghaflat, we got no time for akhirah to knock us out of that. هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمُ الَّذِي حِجْرٍ. In there now, Allah is asking, is there any person who has got any intelligence that he takes a lesson? 5 qasams Allah has taken. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرَ. All this, is there anyone who is taking a lesson? هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمُ الَّذِي حِجْرٍ. And if that does not knock us out of our slumber and our unmindful, then Allah Ta'ala says, next. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد وعيرم ذات العماد وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد وفرعون ذي mighty mighty people, what power they had, how Allah destroyed them. Is that you waiting for that to take you out of your slumber? You want to be immune in your dunya, in your guna, in your sports, in your ways of the kuffar, in all their lifestyle. Would you waiting for that? How the azab of Allah came on Aad and Thamud and Fir'aun, mighty Fir'aun, what power he had, how he was destroyed. What he said, وَهَذِي الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. These rivers of Egypt which are flowing, they flow by my command. The same river killed him. And the same river didn't keep his body also, threw his body out also. You're not fit to be in clean, pure water. Get out from here. It threw him out also. So is that going to throw us out? And if that also now, then Allah, وَجِيءَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمَ. Think when Jahannam is in front of you now, and you're seeing Jahannam, will that take you out of your slumber? Let us change our life. Let us come to our senses. A great occasion. We are in the Ashur-e-Hurum. We are in the 10 days of Zulhijjah very soon. The nights are valuable. The days are valuable. Allah's mercy is pouring. Allah's attention is full towards us. And Allah made our ibadat so easy. Make your Isha with Jamaat. Make your Fajr with Jamaat. Make a little bit more ibadat what you can. Read the third kalima. Read the fourth kalima. And then the great ibadat of Qurbani after that. Allahu Akbar. لَيَّنَا لَلَّهُ الْحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Musa, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ya Bunayya, Inni ara fil manam, Anni asbahuka, Fandur maada tara, Ya abati fal ma tu'mar. Qurbani, a great ibadah, take part in it. Let the reality of Qurban come in our life. Allah give us all tawfiq. We are fortunate. Take our fortune. Don't leave our fortune. Take it and go into the heights of Jannat forever. Let us go there, and with all the righteous and pious we are there, and we enjoy that life. Let us not waste it in the ways of the kuffar, imitating their filthy, dirty ways. They are napak in their hearts. They are napak in their bodies. They are napak in their minds. إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدُ الْحَرَامَ هَذَا. They are najis, pure, napak they are. Where are we following them? We got Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should follow in his path. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.